Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane, the director of the Dominican Learning Center in Columbus, Ohio, an adult literacy and ESL center. The title of Sister Barbara's preaching is, Who Would Jesus Pick Today?
So a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Most of what's in Scripture goes against our expectations. This is certainly true with Jesus, and especially as it relates to him being Messiah. It was true during his lifetime and is true today. We know that Jesus was the most unexpected Messiah and was never accepted as such by many. He came as a poor child with a sketchy past and from a disrespected hometown. His saving acts weren't nationalistic or militaristic. Rather, he spread good news of acceptance, healing, and compassion. Let's also look at the apostles whom Jesus picked. Who were these men? Illiterate fishermen, a despicable tax collector, a revolutionary, a doubter, and even someone who would eventually betray Jesus and set up his own execution. They were a motley crew and hardly the type of people one would pick to spread good news. Or were they? We heard earlier this week in Samuel that not as humans see does God see, because humans see the appearance, but the Lord sees into the heart. These men were on the margins of society and would have understood the value of hearing about a kingdom that welcomed all, that forgave sinners, and let people have a second chance, that wanted all to be fed and to be well and free from anything that would enslave them. I wonder if Jesus was picking apostles today, who might he include? Women, for sure, people of color, asylum seekers, gay and transgender folks, the poor, homeless, incarcerated, the addicted, the unexpected. Certainly those on the margins of society would most understand the need for a kingdom of acceptance and freedom. They would not be likely candidates to spread the good news, but they would certainly follow the pattern set in Scripture of a God who chooses the least likely to do the most important work of spreading God's own love. So if we take this reflection to its logical conclusion, we have to ask this question. Would Jesus pick us to spread the good news? Would we recognize the value and importance of sharing this good news? Would we be open and brave enough to share the saving power of God with our friends and family, but also with our acquaintances and neighbors, or really, how about our enemies? I think that's the challenge in today's gospel. God works through unlikely sources. Would we be included in that bunch?